we are going to talk about the eclipse. Now, for some of you probably know what we're talking about, but for others, maybe don't have a clue, so we're trying to fill in some of the blocks. And in studio with me this morning to help with the update is Jody Kaufman with the City of Columbus. What do we need to know, my dear?
Good morning. We are T-minus 53 days away from the solar eclipse.
Wow.
And as I'm trying to tell everyone, April the 8th will not be a normal day. Those are very key words to all conversations. This isn't a normal day. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. And that can be an argument with some people because they say you see eclipses everywhere, right? But no, this is a special kind of eclipse in the history of the Earth. This type of eclipse has only happened 139 times. And there are people, you know, people like to chase the Swifties and, and other, you know, music groups or sports fans or people in the world literally travel to go watch eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be here because we are going to be the spotlight. So there's a totality that will shoot through. It goes all the way from Texas through the rest of northeastern the United States, Ohio and up. I believe it'll hit the New England a little bit as well. And we are in the center of totality. So what that means is we'll have pure darkness, and it's for a very long time. So we will have it for here in Columbus and Bartholomew County. We're looking at three minutes and 43 seconds. So that's a lot of time for darkness in the middle of the day.
Yes, it is. And one of the things we're going to talk about is for people who are not planning to go anywhere, there's going to be a lot of people coming here.
Absolutely. So IU Bloomington is telling us they're one of, I would say, the larger estimators of people. They've been planning since 2021, and they actually are saying that we're going to experience 2 to 4 times our population.
Good grief.
Yeah. So when I like simple math, so I pretty much say the population of Columbus is 50,000 people. So we're looking at 100 to 200,000 additional people in the community that weekend, and especially that Monday, April 8th.
So what are some of the concerns that the city has and things we need to be aware of as that day gets closer?
Traveling logistics,
yes.
Right? So anything that you would do that you need to travel for, work, school, medical appointments, grocery shopping, gas, any of those conveniences that you would just normally do on a Monday aren't going to work, at least not in the way they normally would. We are grateful that our school partners here in the community have already decided that they would do either in-service days. I think some are doing virtual school days. It kind of varies. And that's not just our, you know, K through 12 classes. The colleges are on board as well. So Ivy Tech, Purdue, Polytech, IAC, the Learning Center, all of those have gotten on board as well to have virtual courses that day and no students on campus. And the reason for that is they know that it'll be really hard for their students to travel to the school that day. The eclipse happens at 3:10. Well, let me see. It starts the total darkness at 3:06.
Yep.
Ends at 3:10. We all know that most of school gets out at 3 o'clock. So that would put them stuck right in the middle of traffic.
Yeah.
So history says in past eclipses, everyone leaves as soon as the sun comes back out.
Yes.
Even though technically the eclipse is not over yet. So the actual whole process starts about 1:50 and will end about 4:20 in the afternoon from a partial, and then it goes into full darkness and then back to light where we'll have partial eclipse for another hour or so. But most people are like, oh, I already saw. It's like a football game, right? If your team's not winning, you already saw the first part, the first half, and you saw the exciting halftime show. And then you're like, well, I really don't want to stick around. Let's beat traffic. But the problem is everyone else wants to beat traffic, too. And so everyone rushes to leave at exactly 3:10.
Yep.
And we've got hundreds of thousands of vehicles on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And traffic at that time of the day is already a little hectic, right?
Yes.
Not only is school out, most of our businesses are out too, right? Manufacturing usually lets out their shifts between 2 and 3:30. And so it's just a little chaotic. So we would like the community to kind of consider maybe holding back that day, right? Stay home if you can. Reschedule those appointments.
Talking with Jody Kaufman this morning about the eclipse coming in April to our area. And one of the things that I started thinking about actually months ago myself, I thought, you know, when people aren't just going to show up here Monday morning, they're going to start drizzling a week before. And I'm thinking about, well, probably going to make other plans for instead of eating out on the weekend because it might be kind of tight, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, I wear two hats, right? So part of my job is communications and communicating safety reliance. And then the other part is events. I'm a fun time person as well, right? So on one hat, I want to make sure that the locals know it probably will be very hectic around the community. Yes. You know, the businesses will definitely be overrun. So if you have a restaurant, prepare early.
Yeah.
Consider what we're saying is a limited eclipse menu. That way you don't have to tell people, I'm sorry, we're out of that all day. Get all of the things you know you're going to have a whole bunch of.
Sure.
Stuff that's easy in that supply chain. And then you don't have to say all day, I'm sorry, we're out of that, or the whole weekend, because mm-hmm. that, you know, is really hard to do for customers. So prepare that way.
Yeah.
And then all of our guests, at least, that come to the community will be, you know, happy. But on the other end, on my events end, I really hope it's a huge economic builder for the community, and I would love to see those dollars infused into the community.
And there are some activities that are going to be taking place here locally that day that, you know, where folks can go and get involved with, but there will be issues about travel that you need to be aware of before and after those things, too.
Absolutely. So for the public safety, our police, our fire, emergency management, EMS, they all requested that the day of we had no street closures. Mm. And part of that is they want to ensure that no matter what, they can get around the community as best as possible, knowing that they're already going to have tons of cars on the road. So that on Monday, the April 8th, we would not have any road closures. But that weekend, we have several events that start all the way up to Friday.
Yeah.
And so you might see some traffic pattern changes, at least in the downtown district so far, where your normal roads might be closed because we're having events. Because we do want to help try to keep all of the people that are traveling here, here. Because if they stay here, they'll spend their money here. So, yeah, we have activities downtown and throughout really the whole county starting on Friday. We'll go through. There's a great music festival that will be happening downtown on Saturday and Sunday. And then that'll kind of correlate into Hotel Indigo's got a great food truck and music event. And the parks. The parks have a 5K. And it's a day and night 5K. So Sunday night, they're having like a lunar 5K run.
Oh, good.
And then first thing Monday morning, they'll have a solar 5K run. And if you can participate in both of them, it's an interlocking metal that's a sun and a
moon.
Very
good.
It's so cool.
Very good. Okay, one of the things that we've seen already, those folks involved in the hospitality business is that Hotel Milto rooms are at a premium right now, aren't they?
They are, but surprisingly, there are several rooms still available here in Bartholomew County.
Yeah,
yeah, the surrounding counties are booked.
Yep.
So we are telling people, if you know that you had friends, family, anybody you know that had said, oh, I might consider coming, but I'm sure there's no hotel rooms. There are still hotels available here, and we'd love to make sure that, you know, those do get full, because that will also help all of our other businesses in succeeding that weekend.
Even nearby camping spaces are tight.
Yes, there are. And there are several places that are popping up with primitive campgrounds now. So the fairgrounds is one of those places where not only will they offer RV parking like they normally would for fair week, but they also are opening multiple primitive spots. Saraland has a whole lot of primitive spots, I believe, available still. And we even hear that some of our farmers in the community are opening up their land. And if they are, and they'd like to just make sure that we're aware of what they're doing, please tell them to, you know, please contact us at the city, myself, Jody Kaufman, or EMA, contact Shannon Cook or Michael Snyder, just so we can help keep track of all of the visitors that will be in the community that weekend.
And it'll be, shall we say, cozy for the weekend, but the Monday, I'm thinking my backyard abuts 65. Whenever there's an issue in 65, we know, because we see traffic not moving. But we also know here in Columbus that if 65 is clogged, guess what? 31 gets pretty tight too, doesn't it?
It
does.
And
that runs right through the city.
Absolutely. And in all honesty, even we'll see 46 and 9 and 11 and all of the other ones, 58. Everything around us will more than likely be a tight fit, because everybody will be traveling in. We're seeing around 9 a.m. is probably when traffic will be the most hectic starting on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably calm down a little bit closer to the eclipse, because everyone will be making that final determination of where that spot is they're going to view. And then again, everything historically says as soon as the light comes back, we're going to see the roads going crazy. Now, some of our events, I will say, are making plans to try to hold on to people. Mm-hmm. So if you plan on going to an event, they're trying to do activities after totality ends again in order to kind of help ease your mind that you can maybe wait out the traffic a little bit better.
I remember as a youngster, we were in Canada, actually Lake Erie on an island, and there was a near total eclipse as a youngster. And I remember sitting underneath a tree with a piece of black cardboard. And the light coming through was the exact image of what the sun and moon were doing. And I thought that was so cool.
Absolutely.
I didn't have to look up. I could just hold this piece of cardboard in my hand and watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I can remember as a kid, they told us in elementary school, let's just poke a hole in a piece of cardboard,
yes,
and then you'll be fine. You can totally view it, right? But they didn't express that you were supposed to view it pointing it down on the ground. Instead,
yes,
there were all of us elementary kids, myself included, staring at the sun through a peephole and a piece of cardboard. Please don't do that.
No.
I would love to ensure eye safety, of course. Mm-hmm. There are scam eyewear pieces out there.
Yeah.
So if you have any eyewear that says it's NASA approved, unfortunately, that's a scam product. NASA will tell you on their website they do not endorse solar eyewear.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you want to see one that's ISO rated. I believe the number is 12321-2.
Gotcha.
It'll have the official ISO logo, and it'll also have an expiration date because the products in the film do break down over time.
Okay. So it's gonna be crazy, and
it's
it
totally
seems
crazy.
Like forever away, but it's less than what 2 months,
53 days.
Good grief!
I know, not that I'm counting at all.
Jody, thanks for the update this morning. If people want to hear more from the city perspective, where can they go? What can they do?
Absolutely. We have a website, columbus.in.us/eclipse. We also have a Facebook page, the 2024 Total Solar Eclipse Bartholomew County. Lots of information daily updated on that page, whether that be informational or, you know, what to know. Events are also listed there. They can also give me a call at the city, and I'd be happy to answer any kind of questions. My number is 812-669-5302.
Very good.
Thank you.
Jody, thanks for coming in. Good talking to you this
morning. Absolutely. Same.